last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Today in our studio, we have had the privilege to invite our dear guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the foundation of a successful government is justice. And in our discussion, we had reached the point of justice in Mahdavi utopia. Well, Dr. Alavi, before we point out to justice again, I would want you to give a brief summary of Mahdavi utopia.
I think the series of sessions that we have been talking about the Mahdavi utopia. Mahdavi means the government that we are waiting for it to happen or to get established in future, inshallah, after the advent and reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And utopia is the concept that has been talked about and written about from the early ages, and let's say from the beginning of the history, that people and scholars were always after a utopia, that is, idealistic city that they are going to live in.
Yeah.
From the age, the golden age and the epics of humans in the past, and let's say even the myths. And within different genre of, let's say, art, always people have been talking about this utopia and they have depicted this utopia among the famous scholars from the time of Plato.
Yeah.
In Greece. And later on to the thoughts of, let's say, Islamic scholars like that of Farabi, the views of the people of Utopia.
Yeah.
In his book under this title. And as I said, Plato in his book, or in his, let's say, treatise entitled as the Treatise of Republic. And later on in Europe, among the Europeans, Francis Bacon and all of the, let's say, philosophers and thinkers have been talking about this utopia, and in which they have been talking about some key elements like that of justice, or let's say the elements of good and evil, equality and brotherhood, rational concepts, the ways of human salvation, the characteristics of the rulers. And the ruler of the utopia, the realization of paradise in this world, and many other questions which were mentioned in their idealistic thoughts. So they have always, as I said, have been looking for such an idealistic city. Yeah. In Islamic, let's say, environment, in Islamic perspective, also from the time of the Holy Prophet, the features of utopia have been derived in the words and sayings of the Holy Prophet and the succeeding Imams. Again, we find that whatever has been said in that utopia can be materialized and inshallah manifested in the government of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam after his reappearance.
Inshallah.
We have been talking about some of the features of this government, and the key feature that we have been talking about was the concept of justice. That inshallah we shall continue to talk about this
and
concept.
We'll continue that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're discussing about utopia, the Matavi utopia. Dr. Alavi, you said that utopia in general is an idealistic state which the great scholars around the world have described since history, since the ancient times, that an idealistic state having the key features like justice and an idealistic ruler. And for us, from an Islamic perspective, we consider that utopia to be Mahdavi utopia. Now, what are the key features of our utopia?
This utopia that we are talking about has many elements, but the key element that we have been talking about in our previous session was the concept of justice and equality or equity. As far as it is recorded in history, man, as I said earlier, has never been free from the thoughts and dreams of this idealistic city. And he has always been after that. Yeah. What did he find in that idealistic city based on what he has been told or has been actually trained? That he was fond of reaching to such, environment, such existence. That he is now looking for it in the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that is after his reappearance.
Yeah.
So based on the hadith and narrations and even based on some Quranic verses, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتَضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah says that He is going to appoint the mustadafin, the poor. The poor is not necessarily the ones who have problem and, let's say, difficulty from a financial perspective. Rather, those rights have been violated. Allah has promised that they will be the inheritors of the earth. So they are looking for something. They are looking for a promised land, for a promised, let's say, time, date and time, that they are looking for it. So justice, as we said, is one element. The next element that can be actually described and talked about here is the concept of comfort and, let's say,
convenience,
or less welfare that people will have there.
Okay.
The next is the concept of ilm. How will ilm look like? I mean, as we talked about the knowledge and ilm at the time of reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we shall have another discussion today.
Yeah.
How will be the
security
of the people like? I mean, are we really just about security?
Yeah.
From one perspective, that we have safe cities, or no, or security from different angles. Like, security has many perspectives. Like today, security is not only in, for example, having a safe house, rather having, for example, a secure, let's say, business, a secure.
It has different aspects.
Different aspects, definitely. So next, we shall, inshallah, talk about another element, that is the status of the poor and the needy at that mm-hmm. time. Is there going to be a change? Or no, they will be treated like before. So that everyone who has more power, more money, or more wealth, he is the one who is going to lead the world.
Yeah. We would discuss all these elements one by one after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Last Savior.
The question comes to my mind, what next?
What next? What next? The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we had been discussing about Mahdavi utopia, an idealistic city for Muslims, for the believers. The key features are justice, comfort and convenience, knowledge and science, security in different aspects, and the status of poor and needy in the Mahdi utopia. Yes, Dr. Alavi, I would want you to explain them one by one.
The first one that we actually shed some light on our previous sessions, and we shall continue to talk and actually discuss it more, is the concept of justice. We said that justice is not a strange word, but it is not even an approximate, let's say, truth either. So we have to see that it is a reality that cannot be easily found, but it is very accessible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to the oppression of the oppressors, many people have been deprived of this great blessing of God. So people day and night have been looking for this beautiful concept, that to reach to that
this final, dream come true.
Yeah, to that beautiful status of justice, but unfortunately they didn't have this chance to reach it. But we have been promised that at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, at the time of the advent of Imam, this justice will get back to humanity. So mankind, as I said, always has been striving to reach to this status and to this point.
Yeah.
But we know that whatever is added to the number of history pages and to the number of, let's say, narrations and different stories that we are hearing in the course of history, hopefully at the time of the advent of Imam, it will decrease the number of our expectations. And this is the light of hope that has been actually shining and increasing in the hearts of people. And hopefully, inshallah, after centuries, people will reach that. As we know that he is known as the, as we said that earlier, that his name is the Adl. He is known as the name of Imam. As-salamu ala al-adl al-mushtahar.
Yes.
So his word is Adl, his word is justice, his way is justice, and his government is justice. His ruling based on justice. So these are not motives and slogans that we are hearing. We have been told, and there are some even evidence, whatever has been said is true. Because when we say that, okay, he is going to act like what the Holy Prophet was doing, or what Imam Ali alayhi salam was doing, the way that he was governing the people. So do we have any evidence, any case of injustice at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the time of the Holy Prophet? So when we see that that ideal government is going to be led by such an infallible, and he is going to bring us that beautiful government the same way that the Holy Prophet was leading the Ummah, the same way that the Imam Ali alayhi salam in his short period of imamate brought to the world. That's natural that we are looking forward to seeing such a government.
Yeah.
And the name of justice that has been put on Imam is exactly a sort of translation to his mission, because he is coming for that beautiful, let's say, cause that all human beings were waiting for.
Yeah.
So that's why the name that has been put up by the, let's say, in supplications, in hadith, in narrations on him, is the name of Adl.
Yeah.
And even in some of the du'as and supplications of the holy month of Ramadan, again, we refer to him as the wali who is rising, and he is the expected Adl or justice of the people. In those applications, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his blessings and his greetings on this blessed Adl and justice of the world. Imam, as I said, is known as Adl. Imam has been described in another supplication. He's Abwal al-Adl wa Akhira. He is the beginning of this justice and the end of this justice.
All right.
That is, there is no injustice from the beginning or the end of his government, his existence, the time that he is with people. And then again, we have it in another famous quote that let's finalize and finish our show with this famous salam that we say, As-salamu ala al-qa'im al-muntadhar wal-adl al-mushtahar. He is famous for his adl. As you know, even Imam Ali alayhi salam at the time of his holy life was famous as a
for
just
his
person,
justice.
Because he was even martyred for his adl shiddata, adl.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. And all people around the world, there's no coroner who do not strive, who do not wait for this justice. So let's all together say, Allahumma ajjal li walika al-faraj, may Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.